WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You Can Count on Me is a new independent film starring Laura Linney. It's Linney's first lead role in a feature film, and film critic Henry Sheehan says it's about time. Linney starred in the TV adaptation of Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City and was featured in Absolute Power. Here's Henry's review.
In You Can Count on Me, the directing debut of playwright and screenwriter Kenneth Lonergan, Laura Linney demonstrates just how much a superb performance can lift a movie above its limitations. Set in a small town in upstate New York, the movie is an often perceptive study of a loving but tension-filled relationship between grown-up siblings. One of them, played by Mark Ruffalo, is an iconic cinematic figure, the Ramblin' Man. Ruffalo's character, Terry Prescott, has spent most of his life moving from one city, one job, one jail to another. Now that youthful roguishness is decaying into merely tiresome immaturity, Terry has come home to borrow money and take a rest with his older sister, Sammy, who is played by Linney.
I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, I'm glad to see you too, Sammy. So you're coming from work?
No, it's Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's just you dress so formally.
Oh, no. You know, I thought I'd... Yeah, you know, I thought it was a special occasion, which it is, but...
Oh, that's good. No, that's good. I thought I'd get dressed up, too.
It's okay. You look fine.
Yeah, this is the haute cuisine of garments.
What?
Nothing. So, how are you?
I'm fine, Terry.
So, how's Rudy?
We're fine, Terry. How are you?
Terry's kind of man-boy is a familiar center of cinematic fascination. Lonergan's coup is to move him from the center of attention and fill that central space with sister Sammy. Now in her 30s, Sammy is enduring what is, in a sense, a second turn at motherhood. When she and Terry were kids, their parents died in a car crash and Sammy took on parental responsibilities. And after Terry grew up and hit the road, Sammy hooked up with a no-goodnik who, before he abandoned her, did manage to leave her with the love of her life, her young son, Rudy. Lonergan has been able to orchestrate this mildly melodramatic background into a surprisingly realistic depiction of middle-class life, and not the movie middle class of 12-room houses and two SUVs, but the middle class of work, bills, and no free time. Sammy is a coper. She has a boyfriend, a local cop and a nice guy, whom she keeps a little bit at arm's length, not just because she's gun-shy after Rudy's father, but because, and here Lonergan's insight comes into play, she isn't quite ready to settle just for what's close at hand. Like Sammy, Linney doesn't let the sweat show. Right now there are a lot of good actresses making movies, but nearly all of them display the same fault. Like roadside workers, they labor behind a warning sign, one that reads, "Genius at work." Linney, like Sissy Spacek used to do, simply disappears inside her character. Thus, she doesn't just illustrate the tensions in Sammy's life, she also depicts how Sammy tries to wish them away. Without losing her effective dramatic individuality, Sammy becomes an emblematic figure, the contemporary woman who knows she is overextended, but who hides that knowledge from herself. It's that lack of self-consciousness that more than anything else turns Terry's visit into both a welcome respite of unmitigated affection and a prelude to the airing of resentment. If only You Can Count on Me was a total success. Unfortunately, like many first-time directors, Lonergan lives in fear of viewers missing his points, so he has a habit of making them two, three, or four times. When he turns to exposing Terry's less savory side, he puts him through a routine succession of bars, fights, and clumsy attempts to make things right. And in the film's most shudderingly awful scene, Lonergan turns up on screen as a priest with the answers to all of Sammy and Terry's problems. Yet even in that horribly contrived moment, Linney, or rather Sammy, looks alive and exposed. This may well be the performance of the year.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.